Krim. Take a bite that good at 2 minutes. I go by the name of Dark Knight Zedem. What that simply means is that I'm rapping Zambia to Africa, Africa to the world to the universe. I could do it all I think. Caroline with a biggie party, cause she wants from me something that I've never seen. Mama said it's the way. You're listening to Power 91.3 FM. It's all
in your face.
In your face.
91.3 FM.
All over the place.
24-7, 24-7.
You're listening to the hottest station.
Power FM.
The Power Breakfast. 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your
1-8
station.
Power FM.
The Power FM News. Brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The government is optimistic about ongoing countrywide aerial geophysical survey. Zambia's Livingstone town to receive $100 million United States dollars in ultra-modern tourism hub. In international news, former Malawi president holds strong lead in presidential election. And in sports news, Power Dynamos wrap up trading and set for Abidjan for CAF preliminary match.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The World Bank has reaffirmed its pledge to help turn Zambia's tourism capital into a modern, around-the-clock destination, backing a hundred million US dollar plan to create jobs, boost the local economy, and build climate resilient infrastructure. World Bank country manager Akin Fok noted that the transformation of Livingstone into a modern tourism hub would only be successful through strong collaboration between the bank, government, and local communities. Mr. Fok further expressed that the bank views Livingstone as a vital entry point for Zambia's tourism and economic growth, and that investments in infrastructure, public spaces, and green transport will help attract more visitors, create business opportunities, and improve the quality of life for residents.
Activities in Livingstone are being implemented jointly with the Livingstone City Council. We hope to attract investment and development from the private sector and many parts. Beyond financing, we at the World Bank see our role also as a part of a broader vision of enabling opportunity, creating jobs for locals, and enhancing livelihood of people in and around Livingstone. Tourism. It's not only about visitors, it is mainly about the local pride, cultural identity, and the economic empowerment of the citizens. We know that tourism thrives when there is investment in infrastructure, in public spaces, and the preservation of heritage.
Unveiling a $100 million US dollar plan during the launch of the Livingstone Town Center Development Program, also known as the LTCDP, Tourism Minister Rodney Sukumba said the initiative is a key part of the World Bank-supported Greater Tourism Development Project, also known as Great TDP, which runs through 2030 and aims to boost tourism-led growth, create jobs, and build climate-resilient infrastructure. He explained that under the program, Livingstone will receive $18 million United States dollars for the upgrading of inner-city roads to around a good standard, installation of nearly 1,000 new streetlights, and fitting of new traffic signals at major junctions.
We have agreed with my team in the Ministry together with the banks that this program is about reimagining what Livingstone can be as the tourist capital of Zambia. And ultimately, we want to see it as one of the great tourism cities in Africa. We have an ambitious plan at the Ministry. Is to make Zambia the preferred tourism destination. Tourism is an engine for jobs and it generates inclusive economic growth. That which us as the Minister of Tourism hold very close to our hearts. So as we launch today's Livingstone Town Center Development Program, one thing that needs to linger in your mind, ladies and gentlemen, is that government is fully behind this. This project only came into effect on the 10th of January 2024. But as everything in life, it does take a bit of time to turn.
and Livingston Mayor Constance Moyawai described the initiative as a blueprint for sustainable progress, saying it would strengthen local institutions and create opportunities for tourism professionals. She emphasized that a modern Livingston will reflect prosperity and provide lasting benefits to communities that depend on the sector.
The initiative also empowers our local institutions with the tools and capacity to deliver more efficient, setting a standard for other municipalities to emulate. It is our collective responsibility to ensure these gains are preserved and maximized for the benefit of all. To our entrepreneurs and tourism professionals, I urge you to harness this opportunity to enrich our offerings and extend the city's appeal. Together we can shape Livingston into a destination that reflects excellence, resilience, and shapes prosperity.
The Livingston Town Centre Development Project is being implemented by the Ministry of Tourism and the local authority under the Tourism Development Project Framework and will run until December 2030. The Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development has disclosed that the ongoing countrywide high-resolution aerial geophysical survey is poised to fundamentally transform Zambia's mining sector by providing precise geological data, thereby attracting targeted investment and curbing illegal mining activities. Speaking when on Parliament TV, Mines Minister Paul Kawoswe has emphasized that the comprehensive survey being conducted by Excalibur will create an unprecedented level of transparency and opportunity for investors. The minister highlighted that Zambia has long been aware of untapped mineral deposits, such as gold, but a lack of detailed mapping has hindered exploitation. He's optimistic that the new data officially reveals the nation's full mineral endowment. The issue of artisanal and small-scale mining, ASM, Mr. Kawoswe reaffirmed the government's commitment to formalization as a primary strategy for growth and safety. In related development, the minister expressed a strong confidence in achieving the national target of producing 3 million tons of copper annually by 2031. He attributed this optimism to the concrete measures the government has implemented to ensure brownfield investments significantly increase production.
To life. KCM Vedanta we sat. I must say the story of KCM, people threw all kinds of stones on us. I want to tell you that it looks good. It's going high. It's producing. They are investing in KDMP. That is what this government wanted. Remember when we were negotiating with them, one of the key demands for us was do the KDMP. So Konkola is showing positivity in terms of growth. Mopani is showing a lot of positivity. We are pushing towards that, and it's deliberate. It's very, very tenable. Even the 3 million is very tenable.
Echoing the minister's sentiments on the importance of geological data, president of Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association, Victor Kabesha, noted that the historical challenge of low production figures has been exacerbated by lack of geological information and financing for small-scale miners. He welcomed the government's initiative as a critical step towards resolving these long-standing obstacles.
When we have enough code, you saw in Ghana, the other time the president was saying for the first time they had gold that was collected from small-scale miners that beat the large scale. So it means even in this country, if we put our act together, we'll be able to collect much more gold. For the emerald sector, I think it's high time that we awaken the sleeping giant. Our minister is here. We know there will be, I think there are two competitive mines, Grizzly and Kajam, but we're not going to continue clapping for the two. We need to have many more come on board, is aware. There's one more large scale that is opening in Lufanyama, and we want now the small scale also to briefly start contributing. And how do we do that? We are appealing to government through the speech that we got from the president. There will be an ASM fund. Through that ASM fund, we request that instead of even giving us funds, let's buy some basic equipment like cod drilling machine, even one in Lufanyama, a few excavators and dump trucks as a loan to us. And then we start extracting and start paying back the loan, and then we'll see much more emeralds on the market than just.
Opposition Citizens First, CF, says it is disappointed by the recent remarks made by Energy Minister Makoso Chikote that Zambians are receiving 10 to 15 hours of electricity daily. Party Deputy Chairperson for Energy, Solomon Zulu, says the remarks are not only false, but a deception tantamount to insults to the majority of suffering Zambians. In a statement, Mr. Zulu stated that Zambians are enduring unbearable load shedding far beyond what the minister stated. Mr. Zulu alleged that the continued dishonesty of the UP